Governor Cuomo has offered only brief remarks since the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos were convicted on multiple counts of corruption, including extortion and bribery, for essentially selling their public positions in exchange for millions of dollars. But the governor promises to have a lot more to say in his State of the State message in January.
I think the legislature needs serious and dramatic reform. We have had, in the recent weeks, convictions of senior legislative officials, which I believe are indefensible.
Cuomo says his ideas will address a loophole in campaign finance laws, which was highlighted in both corruption trials. Donors who gave money to both of the leaders skirted donation limits by masking the money through using limited liability corporations, or LLCs.
Part of it, I think, is going to be campaign finance, like the LLC loophole. Part of it, I think, is going to be more disclosure.
He did not give details, though, saying he's waiting until next month to unveil the entire plan. Cuomo has also received money from LLCs. Susan Lerner with Common Cause says actually the governor does not have to wait for the legislature to agree to make changes. She says the State Board of Elections has the power to close the loophole administratively.
Ideally, it should be a legislative solution, but the Board of Elections could do it tomorrow.
The Board of Elections, with two Democratic and two Republican commissioners, has been gridlocked over the matter. The U.S. attorney who successfully brought the prosecutions against the former legislative leaders, Preet Bharara, spoke for the first time in a broadcast interview on The Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Bharara says he doesn't want to prescribe specific changes that could help keep lawmakers out of trouble in the future, but he says the structure of New York's part-time legislature, which is permitted to earn outside income, was at the root of both the Silver and Skelos cases. Bharara says discussion of switching to a full-time legislature should at least be on the table.
There is something to be said for the fact, based on our experience in bringing these cases, it's a little bit harder to get away with bribery. It's a little bit harder to get away with extortion if there are more strict limits on outside income. And common sense will tell you it is much harder to disguise a bribe or a kickback as a referral if you don't have the ability to have the same kind of outside income. But again, I understand that there are arguments on the other side as well, but I think it's really something that seriously should be considered.
Governor Cuomo agrees that the issue of outside income for lawmakers is becoming problematic.
And that clash just continues to bring conflict after conflict after conflict. And that is the root of a lot of this.
But Cuomo said earlier in December that the legislature seems to have no appetite to change the current rules, which would require an amendment to the state's constitution. Whatever comes next for reform in 2016, there's a larger question looming. What will the U.S. attorney do next? Bharara would not say whether he's continuing investigations that relate to the governor or his administration.
I'm not going to talk about any investigations that we have open. We have lots of investigations open.
But the U.S. attorney cautions, don't read too much into that. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.